From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Major League Baseball draft got underway today, and the number one pick, chosen by the Washington Nationals, is a 21-year-old pitcher from San Diego State with a 100-mile-an-hour fastball named Steven Strasburg. Some are already looking ahead to next year's draft, and they're already pinning their highest expectations on a 16-year-old from Las Vegas who just finished his sophomore year in high school. The idea is if Bryce Harper can get his GED this summer, maybe go to junior college in the fall, he could be eligible for the baseball draft next June. The current issue of Sports Illustrated splashes Bryce Harper across its cover, crowning him baseball's chosen one. The last time the magazine put a high school player on the cover, it was 2002, and that kid was a 17-year-old basketball player named LeBron James. So, is Bryce Harper destined for greatness? Sports columnist Ron Kantowski has been following Harper's play for the Las Vegas Sun. And, Mr. Kantowski, just how amazing is Bryce Harper?
Well, Melissa, I'll tell you what. There's no guarantee that Bryce Harper is going to make it. But I'll tell you what, he's got as good a chance as anybody I've ever seen. I mean, the kid is just... he's a freak of nature. I mean, that's the best way to describe it. As good as he is on the field, he's every bit as impressive off it. And that's, he's one of those kids that makes you want to pull for him to see him succeed because he's such a nice kid.
What are the numbers that are making people so excited about what this kid can do?
He's got all the tools. He's got a strong arm. He's been clocked at 95, 96 miles per hour. You know, he's a left-handed hitter, which the pros love because it gives you that extra step to first base. He can run. You know, he's a catcher, and he runs like a deer. Fantastic swing, you know, great team guy. You know, just he's everything you want in a young man, and then double that as a ball player.
You've written in the Las Vegas Sun about the home run he hit during an international home run competition at Tropicana Field, the home of the Tampa Bay Rays. Longest home run in the history of that ballpark.
It hit, you know, like the back wall of the stadium. Now, it should be pointed out that he was using an aluminum bat. And if you put an aluminum bat in the hands of, the Devil Rays or some of those Yankees, you know, they might be able to hit the ball every bit as far, if not farther. But nonetheless, when you hear a kid hitting a ball over 500 feet, you know, a kid that's just a sophomore in high school, I said, you know, I got to go check this kid out and see for myself. So the very first time I saw him, I went out to a batting practice at Las Vegas High School. He just cut loose and ripped one that wound up going across the street on the other side of the, and I don't know how far it was, but I couldn't see that far. And the funny thing was, when he hit it, it just made the sound on the bat, and then all his teammates started yelling, car, 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 and I guess that's what they do every time he hits one out on that road.
You want to park far, far away if you're going to go to a game.
Yeah, you want to make sure you don't drive by Las Vegas High School between the hours of like 3 and 5 o'clock when the Wildcats are playing their games and Bryce Harper's batting.
Well, here's the tension here. I mean, this is a 16-year-old kid. His mom told Sports Illustrated that Bryce Harper still sleeps with his bat. He talks to you about what he really wants to do is go to the prom when he's old enough.
Right.
But he also has, as an advisor, the mega agent superstar Scott Boras, who also happens to represent Steven Strasburg.
Well, I know it. That's the thing. And see, you know, when I first found out about him, I'm going, you know what? I'm probably not going to like this kid. I'm probably going to meet this kid. He's going to be cocky. And then he's going to have a parent, and his parent's going to be overbearing. And when I got out there, it was totally the opposite. And I think that was what was so refreshing. He's pursuing getting his GED, which would enable him to go to junior college, and he'll get to play with a wooden bat. He'll get to sleep in his own bed. He'll get to still be kind of like a regular high school kid, and that would be a really nice transition and, of course, make him eligible for the draft as a 17-year-old next spring.
What about the pressure of being anointed, as Bryce Harper has been, baseball's chosen one, right on the cover of Sports Illustrated?
You know, any other kid, you would think, boy, what a burden just to have this label on you and all eyes watching. But he's just a different kind of guy. I don't really think it's going to bother him. You know, now he might not get pitches to hit anymore. These kids are going to see his picture and they're going to say, okay, cover boy, hit this. They're going to throw some, you know, they're going to throw some junk ball, you know, outside of the plate and kind of, you know, test his discipline and his patience a little bit. But, he's gotten that through the whole high school season. I saw him play twice and he must have got one good pitch to hit in the two games I saw, and he about ripped the second baseman's head off with a line drive that, you know, hit against the fence for a triple.
Ron Kantowski, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Melissa.
Ron Kantowski is a sports writer for the Las Vegas Sun.